الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسول، إلى آخر الآية. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. رواه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله ومسلم. وقال سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه: حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: و رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا، انك انت العليم الحكيم. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذريته اجمعين. Respected brothers, elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam. Inshallah, today I do not want to highlight one thing, but inshallah there's multiple things that I would like to highlight inshallah in today's khutbah. Number one regards the situation in Gaza. This is something that we should mention every single week. This is something we should not be forgetting, because we know every single day now Gaza has just become a number. It's just become a number. And you know, you can have 74 people dying, you can have 100 people dying, you can have 10 people dying, 20 people dying, it's not there. But you can have someone saying something as a chant in Glastonbury and it's become the talk of the town. It's absolutely dominated social media and the Western media. It's dominating everything. So we as Muslims, it is our obligation, we do not forget the Mazloom. We do not forget the Mazloom. So inshallah, one point I would like to highlight is in regards to those people who are perpetrating the Zulm. And in regards to inshallah, the du'as of the Mazloom. So this is one thing inshallah I would like to highlight. And then inshallah, number two, whenever me and you hear something, we should go into the habit of always uttering the sentence, which is mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. So every time you see something on the media, every time you open your Sky News, your WhatsApp, sorry, and you see something in regards to Gaza, say إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And that should be our response. That's number two. And number three, the third point I would like to highlight today, inshallah, is the concept of today we are living in a world where we see blame culture. It's not my fault. It is not my fault. Anything that happens, it's not my fault. We need to wake up, we need to open our eyes, and we need to get out of this culture of, we need to take responsibility for our actions. Today, what we want to do, we want to shift the blame onto everyone else. Today, mashallah, you know, if you are looking at excuses, you know they say, excuses is the tool to make you sit down and not do anything. And today, the blame culture has become an absolute norm. Inshallah, these are three things that I would like to highlight. And inshallah, please, if we can take this message away. So number one, what is happening today in Gaza? This is a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows best. How many more individuals will have to give the sacrifice of shahadat? Only Allah ta'ala knows. But that is a system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, in was-sama'i wat-tariq, Allah says, innahum yakiduna kayda wa akidu kayda famahhilil kafirin amhilhum ruwayda. So Allah says the non-Muslims will plan, the kuffar will plan, and Allah is saying, I also plan wa akidu kayda. Now what is the plan of Allah? Look at the surah after that. What's the surah after that? Sabbih isma rabbikal a'la alladhi khalaqa fasawwa walladhi qaddara fahada. What does Allah say in that surah? He says, الَّذِي يَصْلَ النَّارَ الْكُبْرَى ثُمَّ لَا يَمُوتُ فِيهَا وَلَا يَحْيَى. That is a plan of Allah. where as soon as an individual will die, the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, من مات فقد قامت قيامته. A individual who dies, his qiyamah has started. For a kafir, لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala shows the concept of لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا in this world. This is going to happen in Jahannam. You don't call it life, you don't call it death. لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. Sometimes Allah shows it in this world. You are not alive, you are not dead. Like what Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala did to the greatest zalim of our time, Sharon, Ariel Sharon. Okay, he had a massive brain hemorrhage in, anyway, you have the internal bleeding in the brain. Okay, this happened to him in 2006. He went into a state of vegetation. He went into a coma. They call it a vegetative coma for 8 years. And he passed away eventually in January 2014 after 8 years. This is لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا. This is لا يموت فيها. This is a sample. So inshallah, you know, point number one, inshallah, these people are giving their sacrifices. And if you remember last week we mentioned, the month of Muharram is a lesson to me and you that we need to learn to give sacrifices. You know, it's sad. We mentioned Sayyidina Hussein and his sacrifice. We mentioned Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and their sacrifices. We mentioned the Messenger of Allah and the Sahaba, Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat, and Sayyidina Bilal al-Habashi, and Sayyidina Suhaib al-Rumi, and Sayyidina Khabbab ibn Arat, and you name it. Sayyidina Musab ibn Umair, who gave up everything. On the day of Uhud, he does not have a shroud to shroud himself. And this was an individual who was a trendsetter for fashion in Makkah Mukarramah. He had absolutely everything. His clothes were tailor-made and his shoes were tailor-made from Makkah Mukarramah. They were made in Yemen. They gave their sacrifices. Today, me and you, we can't sacrifice our sleep to wake up and perform Fajr namaz. And then we are complaining why the situation of the Ummah is so bad. Khair, inshallah. So my first message, don't worry. What is happening, inshallah, the first response for me and you. قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. You know what is interesting? Look at that ayat of the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's in Ruku number 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَا وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Those people who die in the path of Allah, they're not dead. They are alive. The hadith of the Messenger of Allah mentioned by Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, Imam Muslim. There's only one individual who dies. There's only one individual who dies and wants to come back into this world. He's died. There's only one individual who has a desire to come back. And who is that? A shaheed. Someone who dies in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because as soon as he is about to breathe his last, he is shown his destination in Jannatul Firdaus. That individual, he says, oh Allah, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي أُخْتَلْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُخْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا ثُمَّ أُخْتَلْ ثُمَّ أُحْيَا. And Rasulullah said it over and over again. It is my desire that I am slain in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then I am brought back to life, and then I can give my life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. So inshallah, those people who are given their sacrifices. But you know, inshallah, I just want to highlight with you, those people who are perpetrating the zulm. Remember, Allah Ta'ala will seize them, Allah will grab them. Hadith mentioned by Imam Bukhari on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, mentioned in Kitabul Mazalim, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned the hadith. What did Rasulullah say? Inna Allah la yumli lizalim. Allah gives respite to a zalim. Hatta idha akhadahu lam yuflitu. When Allah will seize him, grab him, Allah will not release him. Allah Ta'ala, jab pakarne par aayenge, Allah Ta'ala will grab and seize an individual. Just to give you a few examples of how, when, you know, a zalim, he will see the ill consequences of his actions before he dies. And inshallah, if not here in this world, most certainly in the grave. I'll just give you one, two examples, inshallah, and we'll move on. The first example, the prime example that comes to mind is the example of Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf was classified Safaku hadhihi al-ummah. Hisham ibn Hassan, rahimahullah, says, Hisham ibn Hassan, he says, we can give a conservative estimation that he killed 120,000 people, Muslims, 120,000. He killed Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr. He attacked the Ka'batullah from outside with a minjanik, with, you know, a catapult. And he destroyed the Ka'batullah, or he burned down the Ka'batullah. He was the one who killed Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Zubayr. And then he comes to Sayyidina Asma bint Abi Bakr and says to the mother, do you know why your son Abdullah ibn Zubayr was killed? Allah killed him. Allah punished him. Allah killed him because he caused fasad and havoc within the Ka'batullah. Sayyida Asma bint Abi Bakr radiyallahu anhuma said, you are a liar. And I heard the Messenger of Allah say, from Qabila ibn Thaqifa, from the area of Ta'if, there will be two individuals that will come out. One is going to be a zalim, and number two is going to be a big liar. The liar is Mukhtar al-Thaqafi. Mukhtar al-Thaqafi. And the liar, and the zalim, I'm most certain it is you. It is Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. MashaAllah, what a statement. Allama Dahabi, Allama Shamsuddin Dahabi, Rahimahullah says, Allama Shamsuddin Dahabi, Rahimahullah, who wrote the kitab Siru Alam in Nubala. Siru Alam in Nubala, multiple volumes. MashaAllah, you can find it now. It's in about 30 volumes. It'll cost you £300. MashaAllah, you can get it from Maktaba Ismail bookshops in Scotland, in Glasgow. MashaAllah, in England, they sell it there. So Siru Alam in Nubala, he is a student of Allama ibn Taymiyyah. Allama Dhahabi, rahimahullah, passed away in 748. Allama Dhahabi, rahimahullah, says, one of the worst individuals of this ummah. One of the worst individuals of this ummah is Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. But I want to tell you how the consequences of zulm comes back to haunt you. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. Umar bin Abdul Aziz is a great giant, we call him. You know what they say? If there was a fifth Khalifa, if there was, it would have been Umar bin Abdul Aziz. Yani from Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali. After that, whoever comes, you don't call him Khalifa. You call them Amir. That's why Hazrat Muawiyah, to say Khalifa Muawiyah is incorrect. It's Amir Muawiyah. It's Amir Muawiyah. Rasulullah alayhi salam said, the ruha, you know, the chakki and the cycle of khilafat will last 30 years after me. For 30 years after me. And that finished upon Sayyidina Hassan ibn Ali, who ruled for 6 months, and then he gave it to Hazrat Muawiyah. So that was Amir Muawiyah, not Khalifa Muawiyah. But you know what they say? If there was a Khalifa in the Ummah after Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, if there was one individual who deserved to be given that title, it would have been Umar bin Abdul Aziz. But he only ruled for 2.5 years, from 98 Hijri until 101, 98 to 101. So Umar bin Abdul Aziz, look what he says. It's an amazing statement. He says, if every single ummah on the day of Qiyamah, every nation that came before Islam, if they are told to bring the khabis tareen insan of that community, the worst individual of that community, if people are told, you have to present that individual. Look what he says. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullah, says, this ummah will win. This ummah will win by presenting Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Why? To be the worst of the individuals of entire humanity. This is according to Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah. What did he do? He killed Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Sa'id ibn Jubayr is one of the great tabi'een of the ummah. He was a great student of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas. One of the great students of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, Sa'id ibn Jubayr, who was born in 45 Hijri, 45, and he passed away in 95. He was very, very brutally murdered by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Brutally murdered. If you get a chance afterwards, after Jumu'ah, maybe after Jumu'ah is the wrong time to tell you, inshallah, before you go sleep, rather than go onto WhatsApp, if you can go onto Google and just type in the dialogue between Sa'id ibn Jubayr, rahimahullah, and Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. The dialogue. He was assassinated. He had a very, very young girl. Young girl. He was taken in front of his young daughter, and then he was taken and he was brutally murdered by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf. Hajjaj ibn Yusuf only lived for 40 days after assassinating Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Sa'id ibn Jubayr. Now see, look at the consequences of zulm. Look at the consequence of zulm. He could not sleep for approximately 40 days. From the time he assassinated Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr, he used to have sleepless nights. The moment his eyes would close, Allah would show him a dream. And in the dream, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr comes, grabs hold of him and says, oh Hajjaj, you zalim. Oh, Hajjaj, you zalim. Why did you kill me? Why did you kill me? Someone saw Hajjaj ibn Yusuf in a dream. Someone saw Hajjaj ibn Yusuf in a dream and said, how did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with you after you died? You know what he said? I was punished the most for killing Sa'id ibn Jubair. For every individual that I killed, I was made to taste death one time. But for killing Sa'id ibn Jubair, I was made to taste death 70 times over. 70 times over. But inshallah, you can have a look. You know why? He killed the Sahabi, Sayyidina Sa'id, Abdullah ibn Zubair, but that did not happen. Why so grave for Sa'id ibn Jubair? MashaAllah, we leave that for you as a homework. Inshallah, and you can find out. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, great Sahabi of the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. Everyone knows he was mustajab al-da'wat. He came to the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salam, and said, Messenger of Allah, can you make dua? Allah, make me mustajab al-da'wat. I make dua and my dua is accepted. Can you make dua for me? So what did he say? Look what he said. Rasulullah did not say, oh Allah, make him mustajab al-da'wat, although later on Rasulullah did make the dua, as you will find, inshallah, mentioned by Imam al-Tirmizi, rahimahullah. But initially, what did Rasulullah tell him? If you want your duas to be accepted, you have to do two things. Inna lid-du'a janahin. Dua has wings. If you want your dua to fly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have wings. Dua is a bird. That bird will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you have the wings. What are the wings? Two. Aklul halal wa sitqul maqal. You eat halal, consume halal, and make sure you speak the truth, and you never lie. Then inshallah, you will reach, your du'as will reach. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas is mustajab al-da'wat. It's an amazing sahabi. The likes of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab used to say, oh Sa'd, please, whatever you do, don't open your tongue against me. If you want to hit me, physically you can hit me. But whatever you do, please do not open your tongue against me. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu was made the governor in 17 AH in the time of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab in Kufa. He was made the governor. So the people of Kufa complained, and especially one individual. His name is Usama ibn Qatada. Usama ibn Qatada, this individual, he complained to Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar in Medina Munawwara. So his rule lasted only for 4 years. Between 17 AH until 21 AH. He was a khalifa, he was the amir, he was a governor of Kufa appointed by Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab. So what was the complaint against Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas? Number one, inko namaz padhana nahi aata. He doesn't know how to perform salat. Number one. Number two, he doesn't go out for jihad with the masses. He orders everyone to go, he doesn't go himself. And number three, he is not just amongst the people. Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas raised his hands. And he said, oh Allah, if this individual has stood up, riya'an, qama riya'an wa sum'atan, if he has stood up just to show who he is, his value, oh Allah, I ask you for three things. Number one, prolong his age. Oh Allah, give him long life, number one. And oh Allah, number two, oh Allah, prolong his faqr, his muhtajgi. Oh Allah, make his poverty extensive. Itna zyada muhtaj ho jaye, number two. And number three, oh Allah, give him fitna in his life. Abdul Malik ibn Umar, rahimahullah, says, I saw with my own eyes in Kufa. What did I see? I saw that individual, despite having his, you know, it's like everything has sunk. He was so old, he must have been in his 80s, 90s. He used to go around the alleyways of Kufa, touching young girls. Choti choti bachiyon ko chhelne ke liye, you know, in order to, example, you hit someone on the backside, okay, and then you go and you grab hold of a hand, and then you used to say, I have been affected by the baddu'a and the curse of Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. So a zalim will face the consequences. Those people who have done zulm upon our brothers and sisters, you know, you believe me, according to Harvard University, approximately 400,000 individuals have been killed in Gaza. 400,000. This is according to Harvard University. That is 20% of the entire population have been annihilated in Gaza. 20% of the entire population. And 50% are children. 50%. You can't even see the pictures. A mother is saying, please, you know, give my child something. And still, the world cannot see. You can stop their water, you can stop their bread, and the world is not saying a single thing. And even then, they're not willing to call it a genocide. You know, they say, maybe Israel are committing a genocide. Maybe. Abhi bhi shak ho raha hai. MashaAllah, they've got a very, very thick red line. MashaAllah, you know, they're thick. It's expansive to the entire land of Israel. That is how thick their red line is. Allah Ta'ala maaf kare. But inshallah, the consequences will come. Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, rahimahullah, is a great tabi'i of the ummah. He's a great tabi'i. He was very, very close to Hazrat Muawiyah. Every day he used to come home from work, he used to say, Allahu Akbar. His wife used to come and welcome him at the door. Allah Ta'ala maaf kare. Today we are living in a time. One French scholar, last week, French scholar, a so-called alim, they call him alim. You know what he said? Muslims in France should be saying, not Allahu Akbar. Muslims in France should be saying, France Akbar. This is the liberalism that we are living through. This is the kind of fitna that we are living through in our time. And these people are celebrated. And they say, mashallah, we need modern Muslims. This is what they mean by modern Muslims. They are immense fitan, but inshallah, you know, the consequences will come. So Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, great tabi'i. Every day he used to come home, he used to say, Allahu Akbar, the wife can tell my husband is here. She would open the door, and then she would say, Assalamu alaikum. And then he would enter. So mashallah, that used to happen every day. One day he comes, and he says, Allahu Akbar. No one opens the door. So then he has to go and knock on the door, and thereafter only, mostly he's got the key. So he opens the door and he goes inside. He finds his wife in a room. And what does he say? You know, you are very close to Hazrat Muawiyah. Amir Muawiyah, you're very close. You know what you should do? You should go and ask him that he can be favorable towards our family. He can give you some money, we'll become independent. And because you have a very high status and maqam with Amir Muawiyah, you know what he said, Abu Muslim al-Khawlani? May Allah Ta'ala destroy the hands of that lady who has enticed you to say what you have said. There's a hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahimahullah. What did Rasulullah say? Laysa minna, man khabbaba imra'atan ala zawjiha. Or kama qala alayhi salam. That lady is not amongst us who entices a lady against her husband. He realizes straight away, someone has told her something due to which, until now, everything was fine. We did not have, alhamdulillah, we had our daily bread. Everything was going fine. Why is this lady telling me what she's telling me? You know what he says? You will not believe. Instantly, straight away, the lady lost both the hands. It was a neighbor who came to Abu Muslim al-Khawlani's wife and said, you know what, you should tell your husband to speak to Amin Muawiyah and you will become absolutely financially, you'll become independent. And you will have, you know, mashallah, very, very good days ahead of you. Sayyidina Abu Muslim al-Khawlani, he made the dua, she lost both her hands. I'm really sorry. Not hands. He said, oh Allah, make her blind. And she became blind. She goes around telling everyone in the house, why did you extinguish a lamp? Tumne fanus kyun bujha diya? So everyone said, no, everything is fine. Okay, the light is in front of you. I can't see. So anyone hurts a friend of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will come to the rescue of that individual. And inshallah, those people who are doing zulm, they will face the consequences of what they are doing. It's just a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. And that time will come. Inshallah, we know. Because the hadith is mentioned by Imam, many scholars, inshallah, you'll find the hadith where a stone will speak. A stone will speak. Trees will speak against the Zionists. And they will say, Ta'al, Ta'al, wara'i Yahudiyun, Ta'al ukhtulhu. So inshallah, that time will come. Inshallah, my third point was for today, inshallah. So number one, whenever you read about a musibat, a calamity, what do? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know, ask yourselves, why is a musibat called a musibat? It comes from the word isabatu ar-ramya. Isabatu ar-ramya. You know, when you target with a bow and arrow and you hit your target, hitting the target, this is called musibat. Now you tell me, who is hitting the target? The musibat that comes to me and you, where does it come from? لَن يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. And look at the beauty of the ayat. لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. La Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yaqul لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah says lana. What does that mean? Any musibat that comes to you was never meant to miss you, because it was decreed by Allah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say, you should know وَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْتِئَكَ وَأَنَّمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُسِيبَكَ. What is to come to you will never miss you, and what is to miss you will never come to you. Why? Because Allah does not miss the target. Musibat ko musibat kyun kehte hain? Because that calamity hit the target. It was meant to come to me. It was meant to come to you. And the target was aimed by Allah. You are going to say, Allah is going to miss his target. That's why musibat is called musibat. But when that happens, what do you say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So that's inshallah message number one. Message number two, inshallah, don't worry. The zalims will face the consequences of what they are doing. And number three, inshallah, my third message. And this is inshallah very, very important. This was meant to be the main topic for today. And that is, today we are living in a culture where we do not want to take responsibility of our actions. We want to blame everyone and anyone. A child, when he fails the exam, he blames his teacher. Because the teacher does not like me, I failed in the exam. Because my father and mother did not help me do the homework, therefore, you know, what can I do? That's number one. Number two, those people who become slightly elder, the youth, they are blaming everyone else. They are blaming the environment. The youth are blaming social media culture. The youth are blaming peer pressure. Peer pressure brings beer pressure, and beer pressure brings blood pressure. You know, unfortunately, you've got every group blaming every other group. A husband is blaming his wife. She does not respect me, so I don't care. And the wife says, he has no love for me, so I don't serve him. No one is willing to take that responsibility. We need to grow up and we need to take responsibility. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Islam. The beauty of Islam, Islam has taught me and you accountability. Self-responsibility. You have to take the blame for what you are doing. If you look at the ayat of the Quran in Surah Muddathir, this is Surah number 74. You can have a look, inshallah. I don't remember the number of the ayat, but it's كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَ. Every soul will be held in pledge for what you have done. Every soul on the day of Qiyamah, you can't say on the day of Qiyamah, oh Allah, it wasn't my fault. That is not an excuse that will go with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, have a look inshallah, Surah number 14, if I remember rightly, this is Surah Ibrahim, it's ayat number 11. Ayat number 11 and 12, you can have a look inshallah, where shaitan, people will blame shaitan on the day of Qiyamah. And shaitan will give a khutbah on the day of Qiyamah. It's in the Quran. وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانَ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْعَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَلَا تَلُومُونِي لُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Even shaitan will say on the day of Qiyamah, after everyone has gone into Jahannam, why are you blaming me? فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. You have to blame yourself. You know that culture will continue even in Jahannam. Even in Jahannam, that culture will continue where we learn to blame other individuals. Inshallah, this is a lengthy topic, inshallah. I will try, inshallah, next week we'll try and discuss, because this is a very, very important topic. Maybe we might just wait until the youngsters are free from school for this topic, because, you know, our youngsters really need to know they have to take responsibility for their own actions. The Quran and the Hadith tells me and you, that's what it tells me and you. What did the Messenger of Allah say? The hadith mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As both, and they both narrated by Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim both. What did Rasulullah say? Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun an ra'iyatihi. Every one of you is a shepherd, and you will be asked in regards to your flock on the day of Qiyamah. So there is no need to blame anyone else. You know, mashallah, they say, Imam Darimi has quoted a hadith. Tuba liman shaghalahu aybuhu an uyubin nas. Tuba liman shaghalahu aybuhu an uyubin nas. Tuba shajaratun fil jannah. Is a tree in Jannah. A tree in Jannah for who? A individual who is more concerned about what he has and the faults he has within himself, rather than look at everyone else's fault. You know, mashallah, what they say? When you point a finger, there are at least three fingers pointing back to you. You know, at least three. Okay, mashallah, sometimes you might do this. Okay, but normally this is what they do. Okay, so they are, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a tawfiq, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make ease for the people of Gaza, Palestine, Kashmir, Iraq, and wherever they may be, the Uyghur Muslims in China, wherever they may be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them relief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show them days of happiness. May Allah relieve their situation. Whilst Allah ta'ala has involved them in the situation they are in, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them sabr and himmah. And those who pass and give their lives, may Allah accept their martyrdom. Wa sallallahu ala khayri khalqihi Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة الصلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, inshallah. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Brothers, if you have parked down right at the bottom on the double yellow lines, alhamdulillah, last week no one came for ticketing. So inshallah, you know, you should not be deceived by the fact that 1 week has gone empty, no one has come. There is a possibility they might come. So inshallah, please do park in a responsible manner. And inshallah, please keep that in mind, inshallah. We don't want anyone to get a ticket, but we don't want to trouble the people around us as well. You know, this is something, as a Muslim, you know, adabul mu'asharat. What is adabul mu'asharat? Adabul mu'asharat is no one is harmed intentionally because of you. Allah maaf kare, today, as an ummah today, we don't even know how to park. Today, we don't even know how to park. We don't have the courtesy, if you're blocking someone's driveway, go and tell them, you're going to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Is it okay to park here? Or example, if there's an emergency, this is my number, you can just give me a call. So inshallah, please, if you have parked in an irresponsible way, straight after Farz Namaz, if you can please leave. Number one. Number two, when you leave after Salah, if you can please leave very, very silently. You talk absolutely no problem, inshallah. Okay, but you know, Imam Bukhari says right at the end, وَأَنَّ أَعْمَالَ بَنِي آدَمْ وَقَوْلَهُمْ يُوزَنْ. You know, your actions and your aqwal, they are going to be weighed tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. So they say, tolo fir bolo. Tolo fir bolo. Weigh what you are saying, then say it. Will you be able to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah for what you are saying? If you've hurt someone, you remember, you will not be able to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So inshallah, please keep that in mind. And please, inshallah, this is a request we make every single week. Please do not forget your brothers and sisters in Gaza or anywhere in the world. This we are an entire, we are an ummah. We are an ummah. And inshallah, we can't do anything physically for them, but we can most certainly make dua. The way we make dua for our children, even more so, we need to make dua for them. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, inshallah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show the ummah the glory days. But inshallah, you know, you have to remember, this will come with sacrifice. You have to give sacrifice. Please try and learn to sacrifice your sleep and come and read salat in the masjid, fajr namaz, if you can. If not in the masjid, at least wake up at home, wake up the wife, read salat with jama'ah. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, qul huwa Allahu ahad. Everyone knows, mashallah. That's why we have three small surahs in the Quran. So everyone will know it. So everyone can do imamat, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله العلي الأعلى القوي الجبار المنتقم من الظالمين ناصر المظلومين لا تخفى عليه خافية ولا يعجزه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له أحاط بكل شيء علما وأحصى كل شيء عددا وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يا أيها الناس، حديثنا اليوم عن داء خطير ألا وهي الظلم. قال سبحانه وتعالى، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: اتقوا الظلم فإن الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. رواه الإمام البخاري ومسلم. والله سبحانه وتعالى حرم الظلم على نفسه. قال سبحانه وتعالى في الحديث القدسي: يا عبادي إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. رواه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله. إذا كان رب العزة قد حرم الظلم على نفسه، فكيف يجرؤ عبد ضعيف مخلوق على الظلم؟ يا عباد الله، كثير من الناس يظن أن الظالم لا يعاقب إلا يوم القيامة، لكن القرآن والسنة يؤكدان أن للظالم عذابا في الدنيا أيضا. قال سبحانه وتعالى: فكلا أخذنا بذنبه، فمنهم من أرسلنا عليه حاصبا، ومنهم من أخذته الصيحة، ومنهم من خسفنا به الأرض، ومنهم من أغرقنا. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله ليملي للظالم حتى إذا أخذه لم يفلته. ثم قرأ: وكذلك أخذ ربك إذا أخذ القرى وهي ظالمة. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، لذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وتم وعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين. قال سبحانه، قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أصحابي كلهم عدول، أصحابي كالنجوم، فبأيهم اقتليتم اهتديتم. وقال الله عز وجل: أولئك حزب الله، ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون، ألا إن حزب الله هم الغالبون. اللهم ارض عنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واجعلنا منهم. اللهم اخذل من خذل الدين ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك. اللهم احفظ فلسطين وأهلها. اللهم انصرهم على من عاداهم. اللهم ارزقهم الأمن والأمان والسلامة والإيمان. اللهم فرج كربهم. اللهم اشف مرضاهم. اللهم ارحم وتقبل شهداءهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الظلم والعدوان، واجعله آمنا مطمئنا لعبادك المصلين. اللهم اجعل لنا فيه صلاة قبل الممات، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وعز وجل وأهم وتم وعظم وأكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Brothers, please make sure the spaces in front of you are filled, inshallah. Your garments above the ankles. Brothers, phones on silent, please.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
سووا الصفوف فإن تسوية الصفوف من إقامة الصلاة. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أستغفر الله. أستغفر الله ربي من كل ذنب وأتوب إليه. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.